What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, coming at you from, yes, from KCMO, Kansas City, Missouri, on this Friday early evening here before I get my evening started. The weekend started, the first full weekend in January. This is Friday, January 5th, 2023. I'm hopping on here real quick to give the freshest update on Will Howard. We'll get on right on into it. Yes, Will Howard, we all thought, and we might have should have slowed things down a little bit, in particular with this podcast, but literally first off, I saw a couple of tweets about USC. I know I talked about this slightly, maybe a couple of days ago, I don't know, but now we have the official word from ESPN and other places out there, too. Will Howard has made his commitment to Ohio State, where he's going to be playing his final collegiate ball over there at Ohio State. So, I don't know how any of y'all feel about that. But former K-State quarterback Will Howard, he actually went and told ESPN verbally, I'm going to Ohio State. He was one of the top quarterbacks in the portal. He is now out of the portal to Ohio State. Of course, Will Howard, we all know from a couple of years ago, or probably say last year, led us to a Big 12 championship. And of course, we had those expectations this year, and it's well documented, fell way short of that. But of course, Avery Johnson last week led us to the Pop-Tarts Bowl win over NC State. Howard went 12-5 as a K-State starter through the 2022 and 23 seasons there. Led the Cats, as I said, that to the Big 12 title game. Upset win over TCU a year ago. Now, 2 years ago now, you want to call it. The Ohio State staff did evaluate all top portal quarterbacks there. And like I said, we all thought Will Howard was going to go to USC. That was first supported by somebody. Wasn't me, but I saw somebody, or a lot of people tweeted it out there. And it turned out not to be true. And Will Howard just got done with a visit up there not too long ago. Of course, Will Howard will be a fifth-year senior with 1 year eligibility left, and he's going to use it in the Big Ten and one of the more prolific universities in the nation, in Ohio State there as well. He did visit Miami as well. So he did use, like, going back to USC, he did visit USC, but he also visited Miami during his visits to those colleges there, along with Ohio State there as well. And I got Will Howard on a quote there. Quote, I'm glad I took my time with the decision, and told ESPN this, and then quote through it, I got to learn a lot about myself in college football in general. It was a great process. Really glad I ended up choosing Ohio State. I knew that if I pass it up, I regret passing up a chance to go to one of the more best universities in the nation. Quarterback at Ohio State, I knew I'd be kicking myself if I pass up this opportunity. End quote. Will Howard started 27 games, all at K-State, 48 touchdowns, the university leader in touchdowns now, 5,786 yards. And, of course, Will Howard brings that dual threat that we all know up to Columbus, Ohio there as well. We all know C.J. Stroud with the – I don't know who was the quarterback for Ohio State this year. We all know C.J. Stroud, who's had a hell of a year over there in Houston in the NFL. So there you go on that. So we have updated new information from Will Howard over there. He told ESPN first, before that all got spread out there as well, he will be going to Ohio State to finish out his collegiate career up there as well. And they're going to have to obviously battle Michigan up there as well. Of course, Michigan, Washington, the national championship game coming up on Monday as well. So, yeah, that I wanted to come on here and re-update the situation there as well, because I know it came on here, I think, yeah, not too long ago in this podcast, and said, well, he's going to USC. My goodness, how did that happen? He did visit USC. Let's all get that straight. He did visit USC for a minute. And then, decided, that's not university for me. I'm going to change my mind, do a pivot, and go to Ohio State. Of course, his brother, Ryan, committed to K-State, offensive lineman, committed to K-State there as well. So there you go with that as well here. And, of course, we all know I'm looking at K-State Twitter as I'm doing this right now, obviously. So you gotta be happy, we all know it's been well documented on this podcast. We've had our ups and downs with Will Howard, obviously, and he wants to go out the right way, as now we all know with the whole trigger portal thing. You know, you don't get your way, but some guys want to elevate themselves, and Will Howard is definitely one of them. He wants to continue to grow at the quarterback position. So there is that news there. On top of that, I got a couple of minutes here. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast, Alex, and you will hear him at some point. I don't know when, but very soon, as I keep on having things pop up or change of plans in the schedule. But yes, I'm up here in KC for the weekend, and more of that to come. I'm going to have an announcement very soon on that, so be on the lookout for that. It's not 100% yet, but it is leading towards that way. I'll give reasons of that when I have more confirmation on that, so stay tuned for the host on that one. Of course, yesterday, Matt Wells was named the co-offensive coordinator. If you want to say new offensive coordinator, you can go ahead and say, but of course, that belonged to Connor Riley. That news, that pod is up. Review your podcast. I talked about it a little bit more further. Connor Riley, the new OC, promoted from the offensive line coach position. Now, I don't know who's going to place him there. I'll just have to read the credible K-State sources for that information. And Matt Wells, who now will take the new associate head coach and quarterback coach. I left that part out yesterday as well. I was reading a little bit more about that, and all, I left that part out. So apparently he will be the quarterback's coach as well coming up in 2024 there as well. So a lot going on the football field there with the offensive side of the football there as well. But yeah, so you have Will Howard, who started at K-State a year and a half. Really, you want to put his starts together, almost two seasons here at K-State, goes to Ohio State. Matt Wells, who used to coach Texas Tech, right, not too long ago, takes the co-offensive coordinator position, and the new quarterbacks coach here, Connor Riley, moves up to be the main OC guy. And you have Avery Johnson there, the official Avery Johnson era, beginning a couple weeks ago in Orlando with the big win there, with that big long-ass drive to seal the deal against NC State. So, yeah, that's to put a tie a bow to this episode here in the podcast there, as well as we wind things down here on the podcast. I do want to make one note here, going to the basketball side here real quick with the men first. Obviously, they're going to be playing UCF coming tomorrow. That is a 5 o'clock tip-off in Bramlage, right? UCF coming in here 9-3. Not coming in here to KC, but going to Manhattan 9-3. Kansas State 10-3, coming off of another close win in non-con play against Chicago State a couple of nights ago there. So Jerome Tang, can you find the answer? Did it get off to a good start in the first half? I think that's the key right there for them as well. And I yet do a postcast. I'm not going to do it right now because I don't have the time. Maybe sometime in the morning. But the women's team, and oh damn, look at this. So a little bit of UCF crossover that I'm going to have to plan an episode on, because the women's team hit the road, or stay on the road tomorrow. They're up first in Orlando, Florida. We just got that back from there. The football team just got back from there. K-State women's team. I had a blank for a second. K-State ladies on the court. Gabby Gregory, Ayoka Lee and company taking on UCF on that end. Both UCF teams on their basketball side coming in 9-3. We're going to UCF there. That's a 1 o'clock Big 12 now on ESPN right there as the ladies look to stay unbeaten in conference play. Their one loss, obviously, is to Iowa. K-State, one of five teams undefeated there. Of course, K-State is still 11th there. And then later on, to conclude your basketball, K-State Saturday there, UCF comes to K-State, 5 o'clock, and that's on national television on ESPN2. And good thing I called that out because we will have a full rundown. That's going to be a solo pod. Well, not solo. That's going to be an episode altogether. It's all said and done there. UCF, K-State. I'll have to record that on Sunday morning after my run is over there as well. So a lot there on the basketball court as well. Volleyball news throughout came out in the middle of the week as well. I talked about that on yesterday's episode, so go check that out. I will soon. I keep saying it, and I haven't done it. So, but sooner or later, I will have the volleyball episodes that I recorded 2 weeks ago now. It was all about, really, post-awards and academic awards, really. So that can come out anytime. So I'll have those eventually out for you guys as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available almost daily wherever you get your content. If it's your first time listening to the pod, appreciate you for checking us out here today, tonight, and whenever you listen to this podcast as well. Here, as things are changing on the fly very, very quickly for yours truly here. So once things get official and settled down, I'll have the announcement on this podcast. And obviously, I'll have another episode coming up on the other podcast, the 3Wide Pod with EG3. That's going to be coming up very soon there as well. For right now, we're going to wave the checkered flag on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you this weekend from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats. We'll see what happens on the basketball courts tomorrow afternoon.